I go through dozens, if not hundreds, of purgatory stories. The following purgatory story, where he originally was sentenced to 2,000 years and then reduced to 2, is one of the most incredible that I have read. It was compiled by St. Carlo Acutis. You've got to listen to it. Support the channel through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, this is being recorded on the feast day of St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows. I have his first class relic right here. At the end of the story, I will pray a litany to him for you. Please stick around for that. A distinguished young man became a monk in a Cistercian order. He had an uncle bishop who loved him immensely. When the bishop found out that his nephew had become a monk, he went to the monastery and tried to convince him to return to the world, however, in vain. Following the year of probation, he took the religious vows of the order. Soon he progressed, step by step, becoming a priest. Nevertheless, advised by the devil, through whose fault the first humans were driven out from the earthly paradise, he forgot his vows, his priestly ministry, and worse yet, he forgot God, his creator, and he left the order. But since he was ashamed to return to his family, Caesar joined a group of bandits, and then reached a state of degradation to surpass that of all his companions. Then it occurred that during a siege of a fortress, he was mortally wounded by a shooting from the fortress. His companions brought him to a nearby village and allowed that some people took care of him. But since there wasn't any more hope for recovery, he was exhorted to confess in order to escape at least in that way eternal death. But he answered, "For what could a confession help me, since I have done so much evil and so many crimes?" It was answered him, "The mercy of God is greater than your crimes." At last he obeyed their request and said, "Send me a priest." The priest arrived and went close to the wounded man. Then God, who can transform a heart of stone into a heart of flesh, enkindled in his heart such a remorse and repentance that the wounded man not only confessed once, but he wanted to repeat his confession, crying in such a way that he could not talk anymore due to hiccups. Finally, he succeeded to recover himself and said, "Lord, my sins are more numerous than the sand of the sea. I was a Cistercian monk and I was ordained a priest. I left the order dragged by my passions, and it wasn't enough for me to be a renegade. I joined a group of bandits that I surpassed all in cruelty. Whereas they just stole some things, I killed and spared no one. Whereas they had human feelings and spared someone at times, I, in the hardness of my heart, spared no one. I attacked women and youth and destroyed many things with fire." The poor dying man recounted many more things about his life as a bandit, which almost exceeded human capability. The priest, frightened from hearing such crimes and beside himself, gave the senseless answer, "Your sins are too excessive for you to still receive forgiveness." The ex-monk said, "And therefore I beg you, because of God's mercy, to give me the proper penance." And the priest answered, "I don't know which penance to give you, because you are by now a lost man." But the one who had been once a monk answered, "Sir, I am not worthy to receive a penance from you, and therefore I will give myself a penance. Then I choose 2,000 years in purgatory, so that after these 2,000 years I can obtain the grace before God." As he was between two extremes, a fear of hell and the hope of eternal life, he went back to beg the priest, "Since you have denied me absolution, I ask you at least not to deprive me of the consolation of the Holy Viaticum, of the Holy Supper." The disconcerted and senseless priest answered, "I did not have the courage to give you a penance. How can I now bring you the body of the Lord?" Since the priest did not want to grant him any of the two sacraments, the unfortunate dying man made him yet another request. "I want to write on a sheet how things are going for me. Afterwards, you will have to take it to the bishop, who is my relative. I hope that he will pray for me." And finally, the priest promised to fulfill this request. The ex-monk died, repented, and went to purgatory. The priest went to the bishop and delivered him the letter from the deceased. As soon as the bishop had read it, he cried bitter tears and said, "Never have I loved a man so tenderly. I suffered when he entered the convent. I suffered when he became unfaithful. Now I suffer for his death. I have loved him as living. I must love him also as dead. Since he died repentant, and hence we must help him, I cannot deny him the prayers of my diocese. He then wrote to abbots, priors of monasteries, prelates, deans and pastors, and all those who were involved in the care of souls, asking them to pray for the deceased. He wrote also to the monasteries of women. He begged those near him personally and the other ones in writing to be willing to have special prayers ordered by him throughout the year for the peace of the soul of the deceased. The bishop, not satisfied with himself, celebrated the Holy Mass daily, offering alms and prayers for the liberation of the soul from purgatory. And when due to sickness or other reasons he could not celebrate in person, he had another priest do it in his name. 1 year later, the deceased appeared to the bishop after the Holy Mass. He was pale, consumed, thin, and dressed in dark. From his expression and his clothing, one could understand his status. When the bishop asked him how things were going for him and where he came from, the deceased answered, "I'm suffering, and I come from the place of punishment. But be thanked for your prayers and for your love, because thanks to your prayers and alms and spiritual benefits that were offered for me in your entire diocese, this year took away from me 1,000 years of purgatory. And if you will devote such prayers and offerings and sacrifices for another year in my supplication of soul, like you did for this year, I will be completely free." Hearing this, the bishop was filled with joy, thanked God, and sent other letters as he had done the previous year, sharing the vision he experienced with all in parishes and monasteries, and asking that all be willing to continue for another year in the prayers and supplication for the soul of the poor deceased. And he himself continued his prayer and alms and Holy Mass, even with more diligence and trust than before. The second year having passed after the bishop celebrated his special Mass for the deceased nephew, he appeared to him again, but this time clothed in white as snow and with a serene and joyful face, and said, "Everything went as I desired." And he said again to the bishop, "May the omnipotent God reward your love, most reverend father, because thanks to your zeal, I have been removed from the punishments, and now I will enter into the joy of the Lord. Thus these 2 years have passed, have counted for 2,000 years of punishment in purgatory." And from that moment on, the bishop did not see him anymore. Absolutely unbelievable story. Shows you that no matter what you've done in your life, God can have mercy on your soul, even in purgatory, certainly in life, but even in purgatory, especially through the prayers of the church. But you may ask, okay, if I go to purgatory, or if a loved one I have is in purgatory and they're sentenced to some very long time, how am I going to get that many people to pray for them? I'm not a bishop. I can't get entire dioceses to pray for my beloved as this bishop did for his nephew. But see, you're wrong. You can. Every night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, up until now, we have had upwards of 300 people praying the rosary. Now, St. Louis de Montfort says that the rule of common prayer is that however many people are praying, each person gains that merit. So if there's 300 people praying, it's like you prayed 300 rosaries. God counts that in his mercy for whatever intention. In this case, it could be a loved one of yours in purgatory. But now that I advertised this 40-day kind of prayer plan in praying for all of our ancestors, where I think finished day six. Now there's upwards of 500 people praying this rosary at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time through YouTube Live. So now you're gaining 200 extra rosaries for whoever. And do you see the power of prayer, that you could justly be punished and sentenced to 1,000 years in purgatory, 2,000 years, and you could reduce that 99% to just one or two, even someone like this ex-priest or ex-monk. If this can happen to them, it can happen for your loved ones and one day for you. And whatever we sow in life, if you do this for others in purgatory now, it will be done for you when you die. Join at least once, because if you join at least one day, that's 500 rosaries that you gain that would have taken you a year and a half. And not only do you gain the merit of the number of rosaries, St. Louis de Montfort teaches us, but you also gain the merit of whoever had the most fervor. Does that make sense? So if there's 500 people there, one of those people is going to pray like a saint. We know it. One of those people at least is going to pray incredibly, in an incredibly holy way, and we gain the merit of that person's prayer. So it's the number and the quality also. That's the law of communal prayer. Now, before we pray the litany of Saint Gabriel to ask for prayers for you and your family and your deceased loved ones, he's a passionate saint who loved the souls in purgatory and Our Lady of Sorrows, among other things. I do want to tell you of this video sponsor, purgatoryproject.org, where you can register your loved ones so that others can pray for them. Visit them. It's awesome. Beautiful website. Go and check it out. Now pray with me. Here's this first class relic. And I want to ask his intercession for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. Virgin of Virgins, pray for us. Saint Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows, pray for us. Angel of Purity, pray for us. Model of Innocence, pray for us. Example of Humility, pray for us. Splendor of Obedience, pray for us. Martyr of Penance, pray for us. Angel of Love, pray for us. Rich in every virtue, pray for us. Extraordinary Youth, pray for us. Saint of Sorrow, pray for us. Lover of the Cross, pray for us. Favorite of Mary, pray for us. Beloved of the Sorrowful Mother, pray for us. Co-patron of Catholic Youth, pray for us. Helpful Intercessor, pray for us. Patron Most Powerful, pray for us. Admirable Worker of Miracles, pray for us. Amiable Advocate, pray for us. Help of the Sorrowful, pray for us. Friend of the Poor, pray for us. Comfort of the Troubled, pray for us. Health of the Sick, pray for us. Hope of the Suffering, pray for us. Strength against Demons, pray for us. Dispeller of Errors, pray for us. Guide of the Confused, pray for us. Light of the Doubtful, pray for us. Rest of the Weary, pray for us. Liberator of the Oppressed, pray for us. Support of the Dying, pray for us. Blessing of All Men, pray for us. Glory of the Passionist, pray for us. Honor of all your clients, pray for us. Triumph of the Church, pray for us. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to thy word, let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, who did teach the blessed Gabriel to dwell continually upon thy sweet mother's sorrows, and through her did exalt and glorify him by his miracles and holy life, grant us through his intercession and example to share her tears of compassion, that we may be healed and saved by her motherly protection. Thou who art God, living and reigning with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like. Support always through Buy Me a Coffee. I will see you in the next one.